Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. How are you? Welcome to the show tonight, and thank you for listening in now or to download it later. So I think it's a good show, and it's all about the ascension process. And Archangel Michael, who gives us strength, the courage, and helps us with our define our life purpose and motivation, how he is helping all of us with this, with our ascension process. And if you're not clear what ascension means, let me put it like this. It means that we get to a whole different level in our thinking, in the way we behave, and we vibrate at a whole different level, a higher level. Like right now we're at the third dimension, and so we go to the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh as we progress and go higher in our thinking. And higher in our connection with all that is, okay? Doesn't mean that we have a boring time or that we can't be fun, we can't have laugh, we can't joke, we can't have sex, we can't have drink wine or have fun with our friends. But what the ascension process allows us to do is realize that we live in joy and happiness all the time, okay, instead of part of the time. And I don't know how many of you guys, have you ever felt like, man, is this the best that there is? And we've got a whole world out there that, that when we ascend, we can enjoy even more. And what happens when we go through the ascension process? Well, we're able to avoid going to a different dimension. We, you know, like let's say the fifth dimension, fourth and fifth dimension. It means that we're able to not suffer, you know, with poverty. You know, have you ever been like, had issues with survival, living in survival mode? And have you ever wondered if there was more months than money? That won't be a thing as you start ascending to a new level, and which we already are doing now, and as well as the planet. And how does Michael help us with that? Well, as I said, he helps us with commitment, and dedication to our beliefs. He also helps us with courage, direction, energy, and vitality, life purpose, all aspects of it, motivation, protection, space clearing and worthiness and increased self-esteem. So if you don't feel like you're good enough, call on Michael to help you with that, because he is the one that will help us is really the one that leads this planet to a whole new level. Now, I'm going to back it up a little bit because I'm being asked to. How important is the ascension process? Well, you know, there's been times in history, recorded history, and let's say that recorded history that's not been recorded, like the Lemurians and the Atlanteans, they ascended to a whole new level. Some of them did. Some of them were destroyed. But some of them took their physical body, and they ascended to a level without ever dying, okay? And, and so what they're doing now is, you know, people believe, and I'm one of them, that there are certain, like the Lemurians, Atlanteans, certain other cultures that have went to a whole new level and disappeared. There's no record of them. And and nobody knows what happened to them. But there is a thought process out there that they went to a whole new level. And how did they do that? Well, they started really with changing their way of thinking, realizing that the answers are always within themselves. And Michael helps you with that. So, going through the ascension process it can be really challenging. So Michael says, I want you to give them some physical symptoms of the ascension process. And I go, okay. So here's a couple of physical symptoms that you're ascending to a whole new level. And let me give it to you like this, because he's asking me to share this with you. It's like tuning into a radio station. A lot of times have you ever been in the car and a radio station is floating in and out, or maybe it'll just totally go off and you go, God, I really want to hear that station. So as you get closer to the antenna, for instance, I don't know how to say that, so I'm going to say it like that, you're able to tune in better, okay? So that's kind of what the ascension process is. As you're getting more aware, all right, and realize that, things that you thought were the answer are maybe not the answer anymore, okay? We see that with governments and with our not only our government, but also with our finances. Companies that we used to look for answers are not, you know, not giving us the answers, right? And, you know, we saw that back in 2008 when we had the big, I think it was 2008, right, where we had the big crash of the real estate. Those kind of forms are disappearing because they don't work, right, because our whole planet is going to a new level. We as individuals are going to a level. And as I said, some of the things that we're tuning into and you guys are realizing this about yourself is that you're going to ascending to a whole new level is your life probably looks like at times like it's falling apart in your personal life maybe and your business or both. So what's going on is that, you know, you're tuning in and you're becoming more aware. Your intuition is developing. So, you know, things that you used to walk into a room and maybe not notice anybody but where the food was, right? I'm teasing about that. But now you're tuning into other people, what they're thinking, what they're feeling. And you go, what's going on here? How can I understand this so much more? And it's like you've got all these great feelings, or maybe they're not so great, and you got all these thoughts about people, but nobody gave you the guidebook, right? It's like you have the great Lamborghini, and you're developing your intuition, but you don't really have a guidebook to know where it's going to take you. That is part of the ascension process. So Michael says, ask me for help if you're feeling things, and just say, hey, help me, Michael, understand and clarify this, and help me tune into my birthright to go to a whole new level. Because I'm going to share this with you guys. You signed up for this in your soul agreement, not only as individuals, but as a whole race of people, planet. You know, that we agreed to come here at this time to help shift the planet to a whole new level, okay, as light workers. And, you know, are you arguing with your children? You know, arguing with your children, arguing with your mate sometimes. That's part of the ascension process because things that you used to just take for granted or used to think was the right way to be or how, you know, or I need to do this because this is what I was told when I was a kid. You're questioning things now and things don't seem right, right? Are you having dreams? Are you having thoughts? Well, maybe this is energy. Maybe I can do something with energy. Maybe I can do something like Angel Coaches does or, you know, Lisa, there's a lot of us out there now, you know, not nearly enough, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Carolyn Meek, maybe I can do that. And you're being called to something and it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel normal and it's totally different than what you've ever thought before. Maybe I had this the other day. I had a person call me who's a CPA and she's like, you know, I've been into numbers and they gave me a great deal of joy. But now I'm not feeling that. I'm having dreams about, you know, about being in another world, and I don't know what's going on. And she was actually astral traveling, too. When we went over it, she understood it a bit better. And she goes, I don't feel good. My stomach's bothering me. Certain foods are bothering me. That's another sign. Certain foods, right? I'm super sensitive to white flour. And I used to not be, and now I am. And does that mean I'm more spiritual? No, it just means that my physical body is waking up and tuning in and you know, I'm taking care of it better. I've got a higher awareness about my physical, spiritual, and emotional body. And so that's another sign that could be happening if you're experiencing that. You know, certain foods will upset my stomach. I got to share this with you today. Okay. And they were only 100 calories. I ate a whole bag of sugar-free gummy bears. Not the thing to do. Okay. So I got an upset stomach. If I'd have done this 4 years ago, not a problem. But because my physical body is working with my spiritual and emotional body and we're going to a whole new level, sometimes you're going to have foods that don't agree with you. You can get upset stomachs. Your sleep patterns may be off. All you have to do is say, Michael, help me walk this walk. Help me tune into my spiritual heritage of being a teacher and a healer and a light worker. I want to reiterate this because I'm being asked to. Does not mean that you're going to not have fun, not have a good time with your friends, not go out to dinner, all those things. It doesn't mean that. But what it does mean that you're going to have a higher awareness of everything going on around you. When you're tuning into the spiritual awakening, the ascension process, things that bothered you before may not bother you now. What does that look like? When you used to get all jacked up about politics, right? And religion, right? You're like, well, whatever happens, happens. You know, that's something. And I appreciate people's passion about all of that, you know what I mean? But you realize it's just part of the purpose of, we have to go through this process of getting involved with politics, although you may not have to anymore. And you realize that it's all part of going to a higher level in your thinking, okay? So that's one of the things there. Dreams, you may start having dreams. And what do the dreams look like? You may be dreaming that you're having an out-of-body experience, or you may be dreaming about angels. You may be dreaming about colors. So I want you to understand that those are part of the ascension, you know, that you're sending to a higher level with your own thoughts and things. And Michael's saying, hey, ask me for help because I want to help you with this. And I want to show you how to, to understand it, to recognize what's going on. So it could be prophetic dreams. I had a client call me today. She goes, I had a dream. I was in school, and a teacher told me that it was about somebody was going to be paralyzed, and she goes, what does that mean? And those things are happening. A lot of times your electronic devices may malfunction. Lights may flicker on and off and burn out often. You know, my porch light has burned out 3 times, and I was like, I thought it was my landlord, not wanting me to keep it on. You may have really strong feelings of love, of peace, and understanding, and really connected to wanting to help people, okay? Or you may be like having a lot of road rage about the cars. Confusing about that, but not really. You feel super sensitive with your children, with your mate. You feel like he just annoys you or she annoys you. Your kids annoy you. You go through that. Your physical body's trying to catch up and go to a whole new level with your spiritual and your emotional body. Have you got a sensitivity to things, to energy, to certain stores, to certain people? Do you ever walk in the bank and think, because a bank is a very linear place, a linear logical place, right? Because they deal with numbers and money and your money. And do you think, wow, you walk in and you can feel the energy of the people and realize that they're all about whatever they're about? Or do you walk into a store and think, oh, this is a great store to be in? You know what I mean? Or this is not a great store to be in, or this is not a great place to be in. And you're feeling it where before, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years ago, you didn't feel it. Those are all signs that you're ascending to a whole new level. It's not all pleasant, right? And, I think it's kind of like you have to kiss a lot of toads to get the handsome prince. So that's something that you just realize too. And maybe do you have a feeling of, do you feel ever feel out of focus? Do you feel out of balance? Do you feel spacey? Do you feel like you're not attached to your physical body? Have you ever had that? So that can be a part of it too as well. Do you ever feel tired? Archangel Michael, just call me and I'm going to give you energy. I'll give you motivation. Because a lot of times your body, your physical body, and this is what he's sharing with me now, how he will help you, your physical body is learning how to handle this higher energy, okay? And ask for his help with that, because he helps you with motivation, he helps you with strength for your physical body, and he helps you with, endurance, too, as well. Do you lose track of time? I mean, that's something that I do. I go, what's really important here? Time? Is that really important? And I got to realize, and this has been a challenging one for me, I realized that, everybody's time's at a premium, and I need to really honor that. So I've tried to tune into that and keep that as something to be totally aware of. Do you ever feel this way? Do you ever feel like you really want just to go somewhere different, that you feel like meditation is a key of what's never been a key before, to go and find answers out? Okay? I want you to know something. Sometimes it can show up as meditation. Sometimes it can show up as yoga. Sometimes it can show up as Reiki. Sometimes you just say, hey, my hands are turning on and they're feeling hot. I got a message from someone about a month or so ago with that. They're feeling hot. I know I'm supposed to do Reiki. And so she did. She started doing Reiki, and now she's a Reiki practitioner. So those are a couple of things there. Are you feeling detached from others? Are you feeling like, you're not connected to people? and you like a lot of times by yourself. Not that you're depressed, but you just enjoy maybe times with your children or your animals or both, or, you know, and that's a normal thing. Are you having a lot of self-talk? Do you talk to yourself, right? My grandmother used to do that. She goes, as long as I don't answer myself, I'm in a good space. But that's also part of the ascension process, okay? A lot of inner dialogue, questioning, why is this happening? Who is this? What does this mean? You know what I mean? Because you are really starting to tune in to a heightened, another world. You know, they say the veil between you and God, you and your higher power is really thin now because we're all going to a whole different level. And, you know, you may feel that at times that you're not part of your physical body, and that's normal too. You may get headaches. Okay, headaches are a big thing. You may be more sensitive to, you know, like the physical allergies. And that's part of the ascension process. Ask for my help and I'm going to help you. And ask for the Holy Spirit, your angels, Michael, to say, help me with this process. Because I'm going to tell you, not only can it be challenging in a alarming way, right, because you're going through all these physical changes, but also you can really get some amazing dreams and have some insight about people that you've never had before. And you just realize that this is all part of that process, okay, of going to a whole new level. You signed up for it, you meaning us all. And we agreed in our soul agreement, okay, each one of us as individuals, okay, and we're all part of the one, okay, and we're realizing that too, and to take that big leap to realize that we're all one, you know, with God, this is all part of that process. And so you just realize that you're all part of the one, but you signed up for it in your soul agreement, and what does that look like? You looked at your higher power, your angels, your guides, and said, I want to help take the planet to a whole new level. I want to help people as a whole and as an individual, whether it's my friends, my family, my soul family that's coming with me. I want us all to work together to do that. And you guys signed up for that, the beautiful spiritual beings that you are, and you signed up for it. And Michael looked at you and said, I will help you. All you need to do is ask for my help. And realize that I'm helping you, even though sometimes it doesn't look like it, I am really working with you and helping you. So that's something that you realize, okay? How do you call on Michael? Just ask for him. You know, during the dream or you're having issues, and sometimes you're tapping into things that can be beautiful, like Michael. Sometimes you're tapping into things that are not so beautiful, like you guys know what that is too as well. The things that are not beautiful, that can be negative, will not hurt you. They may scare you a little bit, but they won't hurt you. Okay, sage is really important. Saging yourself, taking a salt bath for yourself to clean your energy. This is what I'm getting from Michael, and also saging your house, making sure that when you watch TV, you're watching some really cool things. That are fun and easy. You want to stay away from, I don't know, you guys know what I'm talking about, movies that invoke fear. Because you know what? You got to keep yourself clean and your energy clean and your thoughts clean, because you know what? This ascension process will make you think things sometimes that aren't just the best. You get mad easy, or maybe you don't, but I know that I do. My thinking, sometimes I get mad at the littlest things, and other days I'm happy. And you're going to find that out about yourself as well. And as I said, you just call on Michael, because he says, all you have to do is just call me and I'm going to be there. You can also light a candle with him and think about it in the morning time, helping you with this. And one of the things that I got really strong, and I'm going to share this with you now, is in the morning time, that's when you're creating your day, right? And you're helping, you take five things that you're grateful for. Maybe you're grateful for, your health. Maybe you're grateful for going through the ascension process, because once you're there and our planet is a whole new level and you're at a whole new level, then what a great thing, huh? And you're going to have a life that you already have, but you're going to realize who you really are, okay? And sickness and doubt and survival and other things will be a part of your past, right? And But there's the only thing that's really important is right now, okay? So those are a couple of things that you can do is give in the morning time, think of 5 things that you're grateful for. I'm sorry, I got off track a little bit. So maybe your health, people in your friends, your job, your bed, you know, the home that you live in, but 5 things that you're grateful for. Also, pick 5 people that you have a challenge with, right? Maybe it's your ex-husband, your ex-mate, a friend, or that used to be a friend, and wish them happiness. And live in the moment. Don't think about, well, I can't, they did this to me. That's in the past. Miracles only happen in the now, all right? And so, you know, that's what the Course in Miracles says, right? They only happen in the now. So if you're living in the now and you're wishing happiness to 5 challenging people that you've had challenges with, in about 30 days you're going to see some miracles and feel some miracles. And if you haven't done that already, just remember you've got a few miracles in trust for you. Okay, that's a message from Michael. So 5 grateful things that you're grateful for, 5 people that you have challenges with, and wish them happiness. And you go, well, Tree, I don't feel like it. How can I tap into that? The most important thing here is your intention, okay? So 5, your intention is there. And sometimes what I do when I'm doing this, because I do this every morning, is I will wish, 5 things for happiness to these 5 people. And then I think about my daughter and how much I love her. And when I'm feeling that love, then I think about the 5 people and send the love to them as well as my daughter, okay? So that's 6 people that I actually work with. In my dad's case, it's 7. But it's easy when you tap into the love first and then you can share it, okay, to with the happiness with others. So those are a couple things that you can do. And then just light a candle if you have time or say, Michael, help me today with the ascension process. And thank you for helping me too. So those are a couple of things that you can do. Because we all signed up to take the planet to a whole new level, to each of ourselves to a whole new level, and help others to go to a higher vibrational level. And when as we're going there, we're going to have some great moments of happiness and joy and some great psychic experiences. We are also going to have some challenges, okay? This is the way life is, right? You know, and where you may feel your physical symptoms of your tummy, have headaches, and, you know, have dreamlike, not feeling connected to your body, and not understanding why, tired. Your sleep patterns can be off, all those part of it. But the other thing is you may be tuning into angels, energy of people, and you're like, wow, what a great thing, you know, seeing these things and enjoying them. So with everything that is not as easy, there's also 10 things that are easy too, that you're going to really enjoy in this process. So I've given you a couple of them right tonight. You know, your angels tuning into people, dreams, that prophetic dreams, wonderful dreams, sometimes they're not, you know, so it can go either way. But ask Michael to help you, you know what I mean, because you're going to be tapping into a lot of different energy. And really do surround yourself with love and light. And how do you do that? Well, we can say it. But another way to do it is tuning into radio shows like Angel Coaches, because we've got some great speakers on here. Other shows on Blog Talk Radio that you can follow. And I'm going to mention this now because I usually do it a little bit later. But one of the things that you can do is follow Angel Coaches on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, and they will send you other shows that you may enjoy, okay, that are similar to ours, you know what I mean? And so if you can watch something 2 or 3 times or listen to something 2 or 3 times a week, right, that will educate you and raise your vibration, this whole ascension process is going to be easier. Or reading books. And Michael's asking me to share this with you. There's a book that came out, probably about 10 years ago, The Celestine Prophecy. You guys, if you haven't read it, that's a life-changing book for me. Read the book, Celestine Prophecy, or you can go to audible.com and download it. I mean, listen to it on your iPod. You know what I mean? And I like listening to you to books like that because, you know, in the morning time I take time to meditate, okay, where I do active meditation about expanding my brain or mind or whatever. But I also listen to some really cool thoughts or books, you know, I'm reading The Course in Miracles, and it's going to take me a long time to do that because it's a big old book. You can do something like that. But follow us on Blog Talk, and they'll send you other shows that you may enjoy too. And, you know, the best part about it, it's free. So blogtalkradio.com. So as I said, one of the things you can do is five people that you can love to, or not love, but happiness, five things that you're grateful for. And thank Archangel Michael for helping you. And all you have to say is, Michael, thank you for helping me with this ascension process and for the things that I'm going through and the challenges and also the joys. And I like to have more joys than challenges if it's possible. And I'd like to have dreams about angels and dreams about, you know, whatever you're looking for. Okay, because as you go to the next level and you help the planet do that, you help each other do that, you help yourself do that, I promise you this. There are some wonderful things there that you're going to be able to really, really, really enjoy. Okay? So we've got some wonderful new coaches coming online with us at Angel Coaches, and you don't want to miss them. We've got Donna and Joy, you heard her last week, and Corrine and myself and others, where we are really wanting to empower you guys and coach. And all of us are extremely intuitive, psychic, whatever you feel more comfortable using, and see and talk to angels. And we'd love to give you angel messages. So that's, I'm working with my IT guy now to get that done. And so you guys are going to have a lot more coaches to choose from. And let's see what else he's going to share with you. Our next show is Thursday night at 8 p.m., and it's all about the mind, body, and spirit. We've had some great speakers on. We will have another one on Thursday night. So if you want to get a hold of your physical body, your spiritual body, and your emotional body, and make this whole process easier and have fun in the process too, Thursday night's a show for you, because we're going to talk about how you can combine them all and develop your intuition, develop your physical skills as well. You know, if you're a runner, if you're whatever you're doing, and because I'm a runner now, I think that's all part of the ascension process too. So anyway, if you want to talk to your angels, you want a session with me, give me a send me an email at send me an email at Therese@angelcoaches.org, or you can go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Let us know what you think about the show that you heard tonight or past shows. And if you want to hear something else, then go there and send us an email, send us a comment on our facebook.com/angelcoaches. It's not only mine. It's everybody who participates, because it's a village to do this. Anyway, you guys have a wonderful now. I hope you got some things out of here that will help you and to help you make this whole process easier. And Michael is there for you to help you, because he is kind of really at this period of time helping this whole planet, each of us as individuals or as the one, to go to a whole new level in our vibration. Okay? And how cool is that? Right? With disease and sickness are things that we don't deal with anymore. And we live in love and light and joy and help others do the same. You know, and people are already doing it now and making the way easier for us. So tune in and help yourself, help each other, and let's make it happen. All right, you guys, take care. Have a great now. And Thursday night at 8 p.m. we will see you. And then I'm going to mention this. We have another show on Sunday. Di and I do all about relationships and the angels. And we're finishing up our four-part series on how men and women communicate and the differences in how they communicate. So it's pretty cool. I think we're going to do one on, we did the last one was on mothering or smothering. And this next one is all about sex and the connection. Men and women think about sex totally different. You know what I mean? So some of us use it for love. Others use it to for a pure physical. And there's another way that it's wrong, but let's talk about a way that you guys can communicate what you're really looking for without any interruption or any confusion. I want to say this before I go, too, as well. I came across two stories, and I want you guys, if you can, to keep them in your prayers, please, or in your thoughts and your prayers, and send them good, or just send them good energy. Whatever that means to you. One of them is a friend of mine called me, and they just have been married for about a year now, maybe less than that. And he's going for an MRI or something, or an oncologist to check to see if he has cancer in his kidneys. So please keep him in your thoughts and prayers. And Archangel Raphael is working with him. And just say, the man that is going for an oncology appointment, his name starts with a J, so I'm not going to give you the name, but please keep him in your thoughts and prayers. And then there's another young woman. This story came to me, this one came to me yesterday, and this one came to me today. She's fighting cancer. And so keep both of them in your thoughts and prayers too as well. Because, you know, good energy and that divine will be done, and that they find the peace that they're supposed to, and the joy and the love, and heal their bodies if that's what's going to happen. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now, and we will see you on Thursday night. Bye now.